Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10 to 7 British Summer Time. Well, this has been some day. And what a difference a day can make, because I came in this morning and I looked at those US markets and I said, oh my gosh, look what those have done. But having had a second look at them, you know, these markets, you know, they all made key reversals in the US yesterday, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, but they were pretty feeble attempts at key reversals. I think keys really for the cognoscenti, not going to be, you couldn't characterize them as dynamics because, you know, just your Joe Soap in the street wouldn't be able to point that out as a big day on a chart. And we see today that it's starting to give up a bit of the gains that it made yesterday. So this, while key reversals are an important signal, what we do like to see is some follow through afterwards to show that there has been a real change of sentiment, and we haven't had that today. But what will countermand this key reversal that we saw yesterday would be if the lows were broken. And just judging on the activity we're seeing right now, that's not at all beyond the bounds of possibility in the next couple of days. So the activity we saw yesterday, although it was bullish, it may not hold up the market for more than a couple of days. But again, that is something that we'll keep an eye on. Looking at some of the other markets around the world, well, Asia understandably did fairly well. I think the Nikkei is really looking for any excuse to go up at the moment, and it was up 143 points. The Hang Seng has also rallied a little bit. It was up over 0.5%. It's still underneath that 15,000 level, and there's a bit of consolidation going on there, but I think the Hang Seng is still looking a little bit risky. Australia also closed very strongly, and it closed up 41 points, nearly 1% at 4,438. So that was good action. Europe, having opened really quite well, started giving it up a bit, and it was pretty mixed. The Italian index was down 63, and the DAX was down 20. The FTSE was up 27. So, you know, really quite mixed across Europe. But with this weakness in the US today, it wouldn't be at all surprising to see some further weakness creeping into Europe tomorrow. Of course, that all depends on how the US closes, and it's really only 2 o'clock there, and it's really all to play for. I think most of the action in the US happens after lunch, when I think people go to lunch and they decide what they're going to do in the afternoon and come back and do it. So it's a bit precipitous talking about US markets halfway through their day, but I'm afraid we don't have much of a choice. Now, moving on to the other big news, and that was oil. Well, oil was up today, made another new high, up to $70.85, so nearly $71. It's well off of that now. It's at $69.40. But what we do have there is a really consistent uptrend. I mean, that trend is rock steady. Now, you do have a little bit of upside tail, but that's not enough to break us down out of this trend, and you really would need some fairly significant downward dynamic in oil. Are we going to get that right now? Probably not. I think this is going to be a very uncertain market to be in over the next couple of days, while people are figuring out just how much damage the Hurricane Katrina has caused. Just to I saw one statistic today that 83% of all natural gas imports were stopped over the last couple of days. Now, as I understand it, and perhaps anyone who knows a bit more about this than me could let me know, but as I understand it, as soon as they open that up again, it will go from down 83% to full capacity, because it's just a pipeline. So as soon as they open the pipeline, it will just shoot back up again. So that could provide the impetus for a fall in the natural gas price, because that has accelerated quite dramatically. You'll see the chart on the comment of the day. I ended up posting about 31 charts, I think, on the comment of the day today, because there is just so many interesting things happening. But natural gas is definitely one of the most interesting charts. It's up, it was up nearly $2. The high of the day today was at 12. high of the day. Yesterday was at 12, and that's pretty much the all-time high as well. It's hit 12 once before a couple of years ago. That was just a one-day wonder type of thing. It's currently up 51 off the high at 11.65. So this is really not something to be buying right now because it is at a very extended level. For anyone doing gap analysis, I don't think this is a breakaway gap. It could well be an exhaustion gap, that this really is massive acceleration. Of course, that's not to say that we couldn't see 12, 13, 14, 15 before it starts coming back down again. So I think a bit precipitous to short it, I think that is a very risky trade to do. But what we are seeing is that this continued strength in the energy sector, and let's not forget that we're only halfway through the hurricane season, and the possibility of further hurricanes coming through the Gulf of Mexico is not at all beyond the bounds of possibility. So, that is something that we really do need to keep an eye on, because that will help to push up these energy prices that bit more. But hopefully we're not going to get another one of those for a while, and well, hopefully we're not going to see the kind of loss of life we've seen in the US, and which is really a terrible thing. Now, Mexico, and you'll see that chart today as well on the comment of the day, has had a fantastically consistent trend, but we are definitely seeing a loss of momentum there, and it's down over 1% right now. So that is looking like a break of trend. So anyone who's long there would really want to be taking a good hard look at Mexico. Now, moving back into the commodity sector, the precious metals have got hammered in here today. Gold is currently down 550, and that's well off the lows. It's currently at 431.40, and it was as low as 429.50. So that is breaking down out of that range. There was a bit of resistance at 440. It's now at 430. So that we are in line now to test the bottom of the range. Silver had been underperforming all along. It's up just marginally right now, but the next real support for silver is around 650, and it's probably a buy around there. Gold, you'd want to watch, because this with today's dynamic, it's off the lows, but it still qualifies as a dynamic, and we could see this touching the bottom of the range, and it would be a great buy down there. Obviously, platinum hasn't done particularly well either. I'm just going to pull that chart up, and well, platinum has had a excuse me. Platinum had a downward dynamic yesterday. It's unchanged on the day today, but it's at 889. So coming right down from that 900 level, which it had broken up through on Friday. So it does look like we're going to see some weakness in these precious metals. They are reacting quite strongly to this bit of dollar strength we've had in the last couple of days. And I think we have to resign ourselves to the fact that the dollar index is range trading, and well, what we have right now is a higher low, and it's looking like we're going to go test that high we saw at the beginning of last week. But it could very easily go back up to 90 and come back down to 87. It's just ranging around. The stronger it gets, the harder it is for these precious metals to go up. And we could get a good opportunity to buy these metals quite a bit cheaper than they are now. The yen also had a very good day. Well, sorry. That's not true. The dollar had a good day today. I'm talking the wrong way around on the currency pair. Yen was weak today. It's down to 112. Sorry, very close to 112. It's at 111.40 right now. So that's there is significant resistance up there, or between 112 and 114. That was a massive dynamic we saw in the middle of July. And it's going to have some trouble getting above that sort of level. So that will be one to watch once the dollar strengthens up a bit more, that if we get this right up to the top of the range, it might be a time to start shorting the dollar against the yen. I had been thinking that euro yen was probably a better pair, but certainly the chart pattern is not nearly as clear as straight yen spot. So I'm going to stay clear of euro yen. Aussie dollar and New Zealand dollar have also been really quite weak in here. You have this additional downward dynamic from the Aussie dollar in here today, then yesterday also on Friday wasn't really a dynamic. But what that does tell us is that we could quite easily be going down to 74 or even lower than that on the Aussie dollar. What we definitely have there, just if you look over the last 4 or 5 months, is lower highs and lower lows on the bigger part of the trend. Now the trend is starting to widen out a bit, so it could be looking to break that, but you'd have to look at this and say that we could be in for a lower low in here. So probably a buy around 73, something like that, 0.73 that is. And the New Zealand dollar, very similar story. It hasn't been as weak as the New Zealand dollar, but today's action does pull it down out of that range we saw over the last sort of 10 days. Breaks the uptrend we saw since the beginning of July, so good chance we could go down and test the lows there around 0.67. Now, bonds, it used to be the case that when oil rallied like this, bonds would come down because of inflation, but because people have more faith now in the central bank, bonds tend to rally when you have an oil surge, and treasuries are up 17 points right now. They're at 117.14. So it does look like we're going to see these things go back up and have a look at the highs. The next hurdle will be 118, which is sort of a round number, but there's plenty of potential for these things to go back up and test the highs. Importantly, they're going up around the same speed as when they came down, so it's sort of a V-shaped reversal. But it is broadening out that pattern. If you look at what happened back in June, you had quite significant days where it rallied over a point a day in on the upside and then quite quickly again on the downside. I'd like to apologize about the noise, that's our cleaner. But what we do see is that back in June it was doing, it did up and down twice. It did 2 points, two, sorry, 4 points. But right now it's taken that quite a bit longer to do that. So we're getting a very much a broadening pattern in the treasuries. So that's sort of a loss of momentum again. I'm a bit sorry to keep harping on about loss of momentum, but that is what we're seeing in the markets right now, and it is a relatively bearish signal because there's just not the strength in any direction to really push this out, and a lot of particularly the stock indices are looking top heavy, and the treasuries are really quite expensive historically right now, and bond yields really quite low. But that's pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. If there's anything at all that I can help out with, or anything you'd like added to the chart library, please don't hesitate to contact me. David's back from holiday on Thursday, so you'll have his dulcet tones from Thursday, as tomorrow will be the last audio I record for a while, at least until the end of September. But thank you very much for listening, and have a good evening.